Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
But you could go in saying, man, I've got the power of the Holy Ghost residing on the inside of me, the favor of God. And you'd be like David here. Out of the millions of people in Israel, they picked him. Oh, I've heard about this boy, 17 years old, who's a mighty warrior and God is with him. 17 years old, he had a reputation because the Spirit of the Lord had come upon him and it went throughout the entire land. That's the way it ought to be of you. People ought to know about you, not because of who you are, but because of the Spirit of God on the inside of you. So in the 17th chapter is where the Philistines came down against the Israelites, and Goliath, the giant, came out and every day challenged the Israelites. They would get ready to go to war, and Goliath would walk out and he said, I'm a man. He says, let the Israelites choose a man and we'll come out and fight, and whoever wins, then the other side will be servants to the winning side. And Goliath, he gives all of these measurements about how big he was and stuff. Some people believe he was at least 9'6" on up to, some people say it's 13 feet, depending on how you interpret all of this. He was so big that he had a man walk in front of him holding a shield. And the shield was bigger than the man. And that's the shield that Goliath used. He was this intimidating force. And the armies would get ready to fight every day, but then they would see Goliath, and Goliath would issue this challenge, and the Israelites would retreat. And it says here in the 17th chapter, in verse 17, it says, And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp of thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their thousand, and look how thy brethren fare and take their pledge. Back in these days, they didn't have the ability to call and stuff, and so they had been away at war for a long period of time. And Jesse, David's father, was just wanting to know how the brothers were doing. And so he sent some gifts to give to the officer that was over his brothers and find out how they were doing in the war. And so in verse 20, it says, David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. Those same words are what I repeated earlier where he challenged the Israelites. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. And the man of Israel said, Have you seen this man that has come out? Surely to defy Israel is he come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David said to the man that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistine and taketh away this reproach from off Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Now this is written kind of awkward right here, because then it goes back and it tells what would be done. It's already said this, so it just repeats it. But here's the deal. David went to see how his brothers were doing, and Goliath came out and he issued this challenge. All of the Israelites fled. These are grown men. David was approximately 17 years old at this time. He was a youth. He was the run of the litter. He was a small guy. He was a pretty guy. He wasn't a warrior. And yet all of the great mighty men of valor fled from Goliath. David responded by saying, What's going to be done for the guy that kills this uncircumcised Philistine and takes away the approach? All the rest of the people were afraid, but David was different. You know why? Because of his relationship with God, and because the Spirit of the Lord had come upon him and it made a difference. And you know, when he said, Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? What he's referring to there is circumcision was a sign of the covenant. This man was not in covenant with God. He was looking at it not on the natural, looking at the height of his stature, how big he was. He was looking at him in relationship to God. And he said, this guy doesn't have a covenant. This guy's outside of the covenant. You know what? It wasn't a fair fight. There was nothing fair about this. Goliath never stood a chance. Goliath was a non-covenant guy. He was a runt. He was a midget in the sight of God. And you know, this is the way you need to look at things. You need to realize that now that you are anointed, David was the anointed king. David was a mighty anointed king going out and fighting an unanointed physical man that never stood a chance. Boy, that's the way that we need to see things. You are the one that's born again. You are the one that's filled with the Holy Spirit. You're the one that's anointed by God. If anybody's going to prosper, it ought to be you. If anybody succeeds in your business, it ought to be you. If anybody gets recognized and promoted, it ought to be you. You are the one that has God living on the inside of them. If anybody on your block is blessed, it ought to be you. But you know what? Most of us, if your neighbors have these worms that mess up the grass, most of us just think, well, you know what? I'm no different than they are. But there is a difference. God said He would bless the fruit of your ground. God would bless all of your animals. I guarantee you, on my property, I have drawn a line and I have said we are blessed. And you can look, and on that side of the fence, man, it's dead. On this side of the fence, it's green. Some of you think, I don't believe that. Well, then it won't work for you. But it works for me. I've spoken over my ground. And when I gave away all my horses, but when I had my horses, did you know that our property began to produce and we had more grass than anybody else around? Because I have a covenant with God and I spoke it and it worked. Some of you think, well, I don't believe you can do that. That's the reason it doesn't work for you. You aren't taking advantage. But the Bible says that He would bless the fruit of your ground. He would bless the fruit of your animals, the fruit of your body, all of these things. There would never be a single person barren or cast their young among those people who are in covenant with God. See, David had the Spirit of the Lord upon him, and he knew that, man, he had God's blessing and God's power was behind him. And he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? While everybody else was speaking forth their fear, he was speaking forth faith. You know what? There's sickness and disease going around and some people are afraid of cancer. But the Bible says that those who are in covenant with God dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. No plague will come nigh your dwelling. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. I bet you there's people in here that have cancer. And I'm not down on you for having cancer. But I'm saying, you know what? You can get an attitude that this is not part of my covenant. I've got a covenant with God. And if you would stir yourself up and get angry and have the attitude that the Bible is describing of David right here, you can beat cancer. Somebody said, well, you're acting like there's a difference between us and non-believers. Absolutely. We're alive and they're dead. You have the power and the anointing of God living on the inside of you. What I'm trying to do today is to show you that when the Holy Spirit comes and resides on the inside of you, there ought to be a difference in your attitude. You shouldn't look at cancer the same way that a person that doesn't have God looks at cancer. You shouldn't look at fear. You shouldn't look at failure. You shouldn't look at these things. You're different. David was different. David, while everybody else was running and hiding, David was saying, what's going to happen to the guy that goes out and kills this uncircumcised Philistine? Who's this guy to defy the armies of the living God? You know, everybody likes the results that David got, but nobody wants to talk big before Goliath is killed. We want Goliath to die. We want to go into our prayer closet and pray him to death. And then when he falls dead, we run out and say, I did this. But you know, that's not how it works. You got to start speaking and acting and doing some things to see Goliath killed, to see your enemy overcome. And look at this. When he was talking big and says, what'll happen to the person that kills this uncircumcised Philistine? Look at this. In verse 28, it says, and Eliab, his elder brother, heard when he spake unto the man. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, Why camest thou down thither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down, that thou mayest see the battle. Here's Eliab, his older brother, basically beginning to criticize him. What are you doing? You aren't being responsible. You ran off and left those few sheep. If you'll go back to the 17th verse, Jesse, his father, told him to come and do this. He was not out of order. He wasn't doing the wrong thing. He was doing exactly what his father had told him to do. There was no guilt on David's part. He was operating in integrity, but his elder brother began to start criticizing him. And who do you think you are talking this way? I tell you, here's a powerful truth. That when you start recognizing that the Holy Spirit has anointed you and is upon you, and you start speaking bold and start speaking forth, and you start expecting something different than just what normal, average people experience because you believe that you're in covenant with God. Did you know the very first people that'll criticize you are those that know you the best? Family members, because they remember you when you were the little brother and they used to wipe your bottom and clean the, you know, drool off of your chin when you were a baby and do things. And they still see you that way. And for you to be saying that you can do something more than what they're doing, they're intimidated by it. They're jealous of it. And so rather than rise up to your level, the easiest thing to do is to cut you down and criticize you and try and bring you back down to a level to where you're just average like everybody else. Brothers and sisters, I don't know how to say these things without getting an attitude about it, but there's people, I'm sure, in this room that are thinking, boy, you arrogant thing. You're sitting here saying that you developed pictures because the Holy Ghost helped you and that you were offered this and that God promoted you and that you've been able to do things and that all of these things are happening because of your relationship with God. And there's people that take that as pride because they are so identified. They see that there is no difference between them and anybody else.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Once again, let me encourage you to call in and request these materials that we're offering. And also, when you call for the materials, we have some people on our phones that are just wonderful people. I tell you, they love God. They're great people. I get compliments constantly of people saying that these people are so helpful that, man, they flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They could be a tremendous blessing to you. So not only will they give you these materials, but if you would like prayer, they will gladly pray with you. And I tell you, you could receive a great miracle from God. We're open from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. And that number is area code 719-635-1111. Please call us in our helpline today.